This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Communities across Wisconsin continue to find PFAS, often called forever chemicals, in their drinking water. But once the contamination is discovered, finding a fix or an alternative water source is not an easy task for residents. Hope Kerwin has more from French Island, one of the latest communities in Wisconsin to discover PFAS in their water.
French Island sits between the Mississippi and Black Rivers. It's home to part of the city of La Crosse and the town of Campbell. And it's where Dale and Mary Wetterling decided to build their home 30 years ago.
It was my husband's dream house. So it'll be a sad day when we have to move out of this house.
But the two retired school teachers have a new housemate, Aqua Maria. That's the name Mary gave their Culligan water dispenser when it arrived last fall after the couple found out their private well was contaminated with PFAS.
It had to have a name, right? I mean, like, you bring a child into the world, you give them a name. Some people name their boats.
PFAS, often called forever chemicals, are a group of man-made substances that don't break down and have been linked to adverse health effects like increased cholesterol, cancer, and thyroid disease. In 2019, the State Department of Natural Resources ordered the city of La Crosse to investigate PFAS in city-owned wells on French Island that officials believe came from firefighting foam used at and around the La Crosse Regional Airport. The city, state, and residents eventually tested more than 500 of the island's private wells. Only 12 did not have some level of PFAS. More than a quarter exceeded the state's recommended standard for drinking water. The DNR declared an emergency water advisory for the island in March. Now the city and state are providing residents those 5-gallon water jugs. But Mary Wetterling says the jugs are an imperfect solution for her and her older neighbors.
We have two women on our street who are widows, and they literally cannot pick up that big, huge gallon.
Finding a permanent source of clean water for Campbell residents is already proving elusive. Campbell Town Chair Josh Johnson says the municipality doesn't have the money to build its own water system. Treating the island's nearly 1,500 private wells would be costly, and digging them deeper could spread the contamination. But Johnson says many residents prefer the independence and lower property taxes that come with their private wells.
They don't want anything from anybody else, and they want to do it their own way. A lot of them want to keep their own wells and put in their own treatment systems. A lot of them already have.
The DNR has recommended that communities like Campbell tap into municipal water systems like the city of La Crosse when available. But town residents are skeptical, and city officials aren't rushing to offer water anyway. In an interview with WPR's Newsmakers, Mayor Mitch Reynolds said evaluating the best path forward will take time.
We can't jump into solutions that may be ineffective, and we're not at the point where we are providing remediation or mitigation.
More than 900 Campbell residents are planning to take legal action against La Crosse over the contamination and for failing to notify them when the chemicals were first discovered in city water in 2014. La Crosse filed its own lawsuit in March, claiming the chemical companies that make PFAS knew about the chemicals' risks for decades and continue to use them. But winning one of these legal battles doesn't guarantee an easy path to a solution. Earlier this year, residents in the town of Peshtigo in northern Wisconsin reached a $17.5 million settlement with a chemical company over PFAS. But residents are still waiting for a permanent source of safe water. That scares Campbell Town Supervisor Lee Donahue.
3.5 years from now, we do not want to be drinking bottled water. We want to be drinking a safe alternative water source.
It's the same fear that pushed Dale and Mary Wetterling to pay $3,000 to have a water filtration system put into their home earlier this year.
You had to do something because we don't know how long we're going to be here, and I'm sure we're going to move out of here before that's resolved.
Dale worries about his neighbors who can't afford that kind of expense. He says they're all anxious about how the contamination will impact their property values and how their health may have already been affected. It may be years before they have answers to those questions and more. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.